On December 8th, Donald Trump nominated Andrew Puzder to serve as the Secretary of Labor. Now, if you work for a living, this man is important to you. The Secretary of Labor is responsible for protecting the interests of 150 million American workers. He will be the person responsible for enforcing the laws that ensure that employers actually pay workers for every hour that they work, and setting standards to prevent workplace injuries and death. Unfortunately, Mr. Puzder is not the kind of American person that workers can trust to stand up for them. Since 2000, Mr. Puzder has served as the CEO of the billion-dollar company CKE Restaurant Holdings. Now, many of you may know it better as the parent company of Carl's Jr. and Hardee's. These two fast food chains are known for paying low wages to their workers. Mr. Puzder also has a long record of cheating workers out of overtime, and he has paid out millions of dollars to settle claims when he was caught cheating. According to a survey of 550 Carl's Jr.'s and Hardee's employees just released this morning by the Restaurant Opportunities Coalition United, about a third of respondents reported that they were illegally forced to work extra hours without pay. Over a third of the respondents reported unpaid overtime or not receiving the breaks that the law requires. 79% reported working sick, either because they couldn't get the day off or they needed the money. And over half experienced unwanted sexual advances at work. These are not isolated incidences. They reflect the kind of business that Mr. Puzder has built. Mr. Puzder is a frequent political pundit and commentator who has vocally opposed higher minimum wages. He has also strongly opposed new overtime protections that would give 4 million Americans a $1.5 billion raise in a single year. Mr. Puzder also delights in expressing his personal disdain for his workers. He bragged in his very first memo as CEO that he wrote that he wanted, quote, no more people behind the counter unless they have their teeth. Ha ha. He also said he would like to replace his workers with robots because, quote, they're always polite, they always upsell, they never take a vacation, there's never a slip and fall or an age, sex, or discrimination case. Mr. Puzder will have an opportunity to explain these views and his actions at his upcoming confirmation hearing. But let's be clear, talk is cheap. The Senate has an obligation to hear from those who are best qualified to tell America about Mr. Puzder's suitability to be the Secretary of Labor and to stand up for American workers, his own workers. And that is why my colleagues and I asked the chairman of the HELP committee last week to include Mr. Puzder's workers in his confirmation hearing. When he refused to do so, we had no choice but to hold today's forum ourselves. So, I would like to introduce our panelists. Laura McDonald worked as a general manager at Carl's Jr. in Tucson, Arizona for 20 years. For years, she was forced to work extra hours without pay. Employees like Laura are the subject of a major lawsuit against Mr. Puzder's company regarding unpaid overtime. Lupe Guzman is a single mother who has devoted the last 7 years of her life to Carl's Jr. in Las Vegas, Nevada, working the graveyard shift for rock-bottom wages. She'll tell us what it's like for a devoted Carl's Jr. employee struggling to build a future for herself and her family. Roberto Ramirez has worked in the fast food industry for over 20 years now, mostly at Carl's Jr. in Los Angeles. He regularly worked off the clock at Carl's Jr. and even had a full paycheck stolen by his manager. We will also hear testimony from the executive director of the National Employment Law Project, Chris Owens, and she will explain how the stories of our witnesses are consistent with the experience of scores of CKE witnesses who are afraid to speak out publicly. So I want to thank all of you for being here today. It isn't easy to speak out against your employer, especially when you have to come to the United States Senate to do it. But it is vital that your voices are heard as part of this process. Your country owes you a debt of gratitude for your willingness to speak today. Thank you.